Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Radio English on Sunday. This is Bruce.
And this is Peter.
Today we have Unit 15 for you. It's called Webcams, Electronics Tool, or the End of Privacy.
网络摄影机电子工具或隐私终结者。
Now, which one? Maybe by the end of the program, you'll be able to make up your mind. First of all, we have to introduce what a webcam is. This is a rather new technology, and we'll be describing it in our first paragraph. So if you're ready, Peter, we can begin.
I'm always ready, and I'm always on the ball.
All right, let's get going. Please listen carefully to the reading of the first paragraph. What are webcams? The word webcam is a compound word formed from two abbreviations, web, from the World Wide Web, and cam, from camera. Webcams are cameras which are situated at various places and linked to the World Wide Web. They allow 24-hour viewing of a wide array of places and activities around the world. They can be as educational as they are fascinating, entertaining as they are eye-opening. Not everyone raves about this new technology, however. Some cite sinister implications in a technology which can unobtrusively spy on our goings-on without our permission. Others note that with rapid increases in telephotography and the science of acoustics, the days of privacy are numbered. Anyone can mount a webcam with a telephoto lens and microphone, aim it at his neighbor's living room or bedroom, and then broadcast one's private life to the whole world. A script for the next sci-fi film, or a current reality? Are these doomsayers overreacting, or is their charge legitimate? In this paragraph, we define webcam. We explain that it comes from the World Wide Web and camera. For 24 hours a day, no one has to operate this camera. You just set it up and turn it on, and it will show whatever you aim it at or point it at. Now, in some cases, it can be used for entertainment or education, but it can also be used to spy on people or to take pictures of things which people might not want to have pictures taken of. So there's a problem with this new technology. It seems to be a double-edged sword. It can cut both ways, and we'll be talking about that expression a little bit later in today's lesson.
两边所谓都是刀锋的这么一把剑啊，所谓的 double-edged sword。谈到这个 sword， 有一句话我们常说呢，好，我们讲说，好像文胜于武。也许你呀很厉害，你会打斗，可是呢，一些文人呢，他们只要动动笔就更厉害了。常常有一句话是怎么说的呢
？The pen is mightier than the sword。
And mightier is spelled
M-I-G-H-T-I-E-R, 就是 mighty 的比较级的形容词 mightier. The pen is mightier than the sword. 不要说 sword, 不对，那个 W 不发音的 sword.
还有另外在第五行的这边 a wide array of means exactly the same as a wide variety of,、
or a wide selection of,
or a multitude of.
Whoa,
that's a good one. Multitude is spelled
M-U-L-T-I-T-U-D-E. M-U-L-T-I-T-U-D-E, a wide multitude of.
That means various kinds of. Usually we use plural forms, okay, right after this expression, right?
Yeah, a multitude of people, a multitude of cultures, and so on.
对，各种不同的文化或者是民族在里边。另外啊， 在这边倒数啊，应该讲说是第六行这个 number， 当然这个动词加了个 ed 很有意思。我记得我以前很调皮，常常的做坏事。Hey Peter， 老师讲 your days are numbered， 这什么意思啊？
Well, I'll use a different expression. Hey, if you don't stop smoking, your days are numbered.
这个造得好，这样子。Hey, 你要是再抽烟下去，你的来日不多了。我们再说一遍好吗？
If you don't stop smoking, your days are numbered. Now let's go ahead to the next paragraph. On one side of the debate are those who point out that webcams offer more real advantages than supposed disadvantages. They cite numerous websites on which people can observe the world around them for educational or aesthetic purposes. Today, one can watch urban scenes like city streets and squares, or even haunted houses. Nature lovers can revel in the undetectable webcasting of bats, sharks, and penguins at various sites around the world. A huge collection of webcams can be found at www.earthcam.com. Most educators, parents, and politicians would agree that these websites allow for a better understanding of both the human and natural environments in the world we all live in. Certainly, they would say, webcams provide an invaluable service and should not be restricted.
I think I have to say something first because I feel terribly sorry for coughing on the air.
Well, if you have a cold, you can't stop coughing easily. That's okay.
Well, thank you very much. So we say he's a little bit, or he feels a little bit under the weather.
That's right. If you're under the weather, you're not quite feeling healthy. And I'm afraid Peter has a bit of a cold here. It's the studio, I bet. We're working in an air-conditioned room, and sometimes people are very sensitive to this air conditioning. Unfortunately, Peter is, so sometimes he has to cough. Please excuse us. I'll cough sometime, too, but don't worry about that. All right, this paragraph is now discussing the so-called debate about webcams. People who support them point out that their advantages are more than their disadvantages, because people can really learn about both the human and natural environments around them. For example, a webcam can even be placed underwater, and remember, no one has to operate the camera, so it can show a very natural scene. There won't be a person there, and so the fish will swim naturally, things will happen naturally. That's a very good advantage of this. And so people are saying, because of this fact, the educational fact, we should not restrict or limit, much less ban or forbid webcams.
Mm. Also, on page 118, right in the second paragraph, we know that we have this expression, often offer more real advantages than supposed disadvantages. When we use disadvantages or advantages together, especially, you know, we use the preposition to. There are many advantages and disadvantages to doing something.
Good point. It's not in this sentence, but that's true. There
right.
are many advantages to using webcams.
Right. 通常我们在用的时候，说使用什么什么的利弊啊，这个用法通常介系词习惯用 to 的用法。说住在乡下，有好有坏，我们就可以这样说 ：There are advantages and disadvantages to living in the country。
就加一个动名词。
哎，我记得我到千岛湖，在杭州的上面一点啊。Wow, the scenery there is really gorgeous.
Really?
Very beautiful.
Mm.
那是一个纯粹的 country life there.
Yeah.
The air is quite fresh, you know, people are very nice. So these are, you know, advantages, the advantages to living in the country.
Okay. Let's take a look at our next paragraph now. We have a different point of view in the next paragraph. Others are not so sure. Every technology cuts both ways. Even fire can cook food as it can burn our flesh. Railroads gave us faster and more convenient transportation as they simultaneously signaled the death knell of many species of migratory animals, as well as served up noise and air pollution. Nuclear energy gives millions heat, light, and power, just as it creates unwanted radioactive side effects. Seemingly harmless technologies such as telecommunications also have their dark side. A little bit earlier in this program, I talked about the double-edged sword that can cut both ways, and we see that here in the second sentence. I should mention edged is spelled E-D-G-E-D, E-D-G-E-D, a double-edged sword can cut both ways. It may cut your enemy in battle, but it can also cut you, so we must be careful of technology. All technologies provide advantages and disadvantages. Even the railroad, which most people like to ride on and think of as something good, is not so good for the environment. It also has noise and air pollution. So almost everything that man creates will have disadvantages, not only advantages.
Right, so we can also change the second sentence into something like this. There are advantages and disadvantages to every technology.
Excellent.
所以用这样的用法相当的不错的。还有呢，倒数第三行这个 side effects,常常好像在吃药的时候、
right.
常常会就叫 warning, 然后下面打个冒号然后接着这样说下面哎，小心吃这药有副作用、
right.
所以在使用前要找医生常常有这样说法对不对
An easy example of that, Peter, would be something simple like aspirin. If you have a headache, you want to take aspirin, but for some people, aspirin upsets their stomach. Now that's what we would call a side effect,because the main use of aspirin is to help control a fever or a headache, but it may have another effect, such as an upset stomach, that we don't want, and then we call that a side effect.
Mm-hmm. So, 用法我们讲的副作用就是用这个所谓的 side effect, 但通常它可以数的不过一般通常用复数的会比较多。Okay, 我们接着看下面这一段。
Right, now let's find more specific examples of some of the disadvantages of webcams. Opponents of webcams note that the sleazy commercial instinct of some people is unleashed with the offering of for-pay viewing of certain starlets or other celebrities' home lives, which most people prefer to think of as their private life. Perhaps not much longer.In some controversial cases, webcams have been mounted in public installations, such as washrooms, so that voyeurs may watch the intimate goings-on of anonymous people. Even more sinister is the capacity for the new technology to be used in both economic espionage and good old state-to-state spying. Webcams mounted surreptitiously in business factories,can reveal on-screen secrets from those unaware that they are being bugged. With microelectronics technology reducing the size of telecommunications devices, this is no paranoid fantasy any longer. Now here we have some serious problems with the new technology. One is more commercial. For example, the idea thatA sexy young girl can sell her privacy on the internet by having some webcams placed in her home, and I don't know why anybody would want to pay money to see somebody, live in their own apartment, but some people will pay for that, hoping maybe that she will undress or do something a little bit weird, and, some people think that's a lot of fun.Without the technology, someone will not have the opportunity to do that. But in other cases, Webcams can be placed in public areas where people don't know there's a webcam and maybe have the right to privacy. In fact, we find webcams in a lot of places we don't even know about. Department stores, elevators, schools, theaters, and so on. Webcams are becoming a part of our public life now, and some people don't like this idea. And in business, it might be possible for one person who works for Company A to visit Company B, his competitor. The person from Company A places a very small webcam in the Company B, which can look at the computer screens of people who are working in Company B, and somehow this information is then sent or picked up later so that Company A can spy on Company B. This is called espionage or economic espionage.
也就是我们说在经济方面的这种所谓很不太道德的这种间谍，也就是用这种不正当的手段对我们这样子，我们觉得好像非常的不太好。 Hey, you're still spying on me, but you don't use any of the webcam or something.
No, you're pretty big, Peter. You're easy to see.
All right. 在这里我们看了这里的第二行啊，就是这一段的第二行，第一个字 instinct， 这个字小心我们在用的时候啊，在念的时候不要念成 instinct。
对。
那是在第一音节是发重音叫 instinct。用的时候它与介词 by 并用 by instinct。本能的我们讲的是什么用来一个造个句子用By instinct, 这样的用法，我们看啊，特别要记住，与介词 by 并用。
If someone is going to hit you, you close your eyes by instinct.
有人要是打你的时候呢，你会本能的会把眼睛闭上来。这个字造得好，可见呢，以后我就少打一下 Bruce. Okay, I'll try to be very nice to Bruce.
Or if you show chocolate to me,I will salivate by instinct.
Wow. And spell that word,
please. Okay. Leo Kosui. Salivate. S-A-L-I-V-A-T-E. S-A-L-I-V-A-T-E. I will salivate by instinct whenever I smell or see chocolate.
但这个字是用的比较文雅的，因为它是从名词 saliva 那个字过来的，口水这个字。但一般讲是 my mouth,这个就会什么呢 waters,、
right.
或者是 will water by instinct, 用 water 当动词就是流口水。
Right.Okay, let's finish up our final paragraph here. The human mind is as devious as the many progressive devices it produces. No matter what technology mankind develops in the future, we can be sure that it will offer an opportunity to exercise the dark side of our potential. On balance, we must move forward and allow these new technologies. Only by practicing them,For good or bad, can we realize our human potential? On balance, too, despite the horrific, deadly, or sinister potential in technology, the world offers a more productive, comfortable, and progressive environment today than in our previous low-tech centuries. At the end of the day, it is not our technology that we must learn to control so much as it is ourselves.In our concluding paragraph, we remind the reader that technology will always be a double-edged sword, and that we have a choice whether to go forward or to stop. And the writer argues that we should go forward because it gives us an opportunity for people to realize themselves, to realize their potential. So we cannot stop. We must go forward.
这边的 devious 这是一个很好的一个形容词，那么相当于非常的 sly 或者是 cunning 这样的意思。
Excellent. Oh, I like those. Sly, S-L-Y. And remember, we often say as sly as a fox or cunning cunning. We also say as cunning as a fox, because we think foxes are clever little guys.
也就是狡猾的跟狐狸一样哈，就是 as sly or as cunning as a fox. 但是像我这样的话，就像这个像熊一样，我们说气得要死。He is as angry as a bear. 也用这样的用法。像 Bruce 每天到晚都是非常的忙碌，我们也可以这样说 ，He is as busy as a bee。这些都是很棒的一些这种形容词，对不对？
嗯哼。
哦，这是都跟动物这样使用的。不过哪一天 Bruce 他这样讲说了 ，Well, I'm as clever as Peter。这也算是一个蛮不错的一个用语。Thank you.
Never heard that one before.
好，那我们现在就从头到尾请来 Bruce 呢，为我们把今天的这一课呢念一下，同时训练我们的听力。
Webcams, electronics tool, or the end of privacy?What are webcams? The word webcam is a compound word formed from two abbreviations, web from the World Wide Web, and cam from camera. Webcams are cameras which are situated at various places and linked to the World Wide Web. They allow 24-hour viewing of a wide array of places and activities around the world.They can be as educational as they are fascinating, entertaining as they are eye-opening. Not everyone raves about this new technology, however. Some cite sinister implications in a technology which can unobtrusively spy on our goings-on without our permission. Others note that, with rapid increases in telephotography and the science of acoustics,The days of privacy are numbered. Anyone can mount a webcam with a telephoto lens and microphone, aim it at his neighbor's living room or bedroom, and then broadcast one's private life to the whole world. A script for the next sci-fi film, or a current reality? Are these doomsayers overreacting, or is their charge legitimate?On one side of the debate are those who point out that webcams offer more real advantages than supposed disadvantages. They cite numerous websites on which people can observe the world around them for educational or aesthetic purposes. Today, one can watch urban scenes like city streets and squares, or even haunted houses.Nature lovers can revel in the undetectable webcasting of bats, sharks, and penguins at various sites around the world. A huge collection of webcams can be found at www.earthcam.com. Another great collection can be viewed at www.discovery.com. Most educators, parents, and politicians would agreethat these websites allow for a better understanding of both the human and natural environments in the world we all live in. Certainly, they would say, webcams provide an invaluable service and should not be restricted. Others are not so sure. Every technology cuts both ways. Even fire can cook food as it can burn our flesh.Railroads gave us faster and more convenient transportation as they simultaneously signaled the death knell of many species of migratory animals, as well as served up noise and air pollution. Nuclear energy gives millions heat, light, and power, just as it creates unwanted radioactive side effects. Seemingly harmless technologies, such as telecommunications,also have their dark side. Opponents of webcams note that the sleazy commercial instinct of some people is unleashed with the offering of for-pay viewing of certain starlets or other celebrities' home lives, which most people prefer to think of as their private life. Perhaps not much longer. In some controversial cases,Webcams have been mounted in public installations, such as washrooms, so that voyeurs may watch the intimate goings-on of anonymous people. Even more sinister is the capacity for the new technology to be used in both economic espionage and good old state-to-state spying. Webcams mounted surreptitiously in business factories can reveal on-screen secrets from those unaware that they are being bugged. With microelectronics technology reducing the size of telecommunications devices, this is no paranoid fantasy any longer. The human mind is as devious as the many progressive devices it produces. No matter what technology mankind develops in the future, we can be sure that it will offer an opportunity to exercise the dark side of our potential. On balance, we must move forward and allow these new technologies. Only by practicing them, for good or bad, can we realize our human potential. On balance, too, despite the horrific, deadly, or sinister potential in technology, the world offers a more productive, comfortable, and progressive environment today than in our previous low-tech centuries. At the end of the day, it is not our technology that we must learn to control so much as it is ourselves.
有呢，听众的朋友来信呢，就说怎么使用我们这个教材呢？我想呢，我这边稍微说一下，也就是我们在做广播的时候，不会把那么一些所有的字呢，全都用呢这些中文或英文来做解释，因为我们的教材里头啊的中文的注解，包括翻译也好，还有所有的重要的一些 keywords， 包括这个 idiomatic expressions。甚至所谓的 sentence structure 我们都做了很细的分析，所以这本书呢，假如能够呢事先阅读再配着听广播的话，那么将来不但是对阅读也好，听力也好，甚至在其他方面的这种语言的这种发展方面都有很大的帮助。我们下次同时间再会。
See you next week. Bye bye.